Hi everyone, Barb Nelson with Beacon Virtual Assistants. I hope everybody had a good holiday and are looking forward to a little bit of rest maybe this weekend with the New Year's weekend. Today I want to talk about the delegation mindset. As business owners, it's a very difficult task sometimes to delegate things to other people. It's typically an all or nothing mindset for the business owner, especially new business owners. And the biggest problem with that is you're headed towards burnout if you keep up at that pace. So you really need to learn how to delegate items to people and make it as seamless as possible. And the best way to do this is to first of all, figure out what it is you want to delegate. Find the tasks that you enjoy doing and delegate everything else. The tasks that are critical that you don't enjoy doing, make sure that those are your delegation priorities. Make sure that those are the top ones that you have everything in place and are ready to hand over. So the tasks that are most often delegated in the business realm is like accounting, bookkeeping, social media, any of your legal, data entry, those kinds of things. And next you want to prepare for the delegation. So in order to do that, you're going to want to sit down and really look at how that task is presented, what you do every single day when you do that task, and make sure that you either have standard operating procedures, your SOPs written, or if you do have them written, to make sure that that they're updated, to make sure they're current, so that everybody is doing the task the exact same way every single time, and it's not even a question. You know it's going to be done the way you want it done. So make sure that they have the support that they needed. Is there a specific software there that they're going to need to use for that task? Are there specific people that they're going to have to reach out to help them complete those tasks? What deadlines are there? Is it a time sensitive task that needs to be done at a specific time each month or each week? Those are the kinds of things they're going to need to know. And then what kind of communication are they going to need? Are they going to need to use the phone or email to reach out to other people? And these are things that we as business owners, as we're completing our tasks, we just do them automatically. We've been doing them for so long a lot of times that we don't even think about it anymore. And that's why having those standard operating procedures is really important. If this is the first time that you're delegating tasks, then that can be pretty daunting as far as I'm concerned. Some of you guys that have delegated tasks for the first time recently, let me know what you're thinking. Let me know how that was for you, how it went for you. But if it's the first time you're doing that, start small. Start with a task that's not a critical task, that isn't necessarily time sensitive, and delegate that to somebody and give them the opportunity to do that task and try that task and make mistakes on something that's not going to, cost you the sale of a customer or cost you turnaround time on a product that's time sensitive. You want them to be able to learn and you want to give them, encourage them and give them the feeling that they're doing a good job on them. And you want to know they're doing a good job on them too. And also you want to make sure that you're choosing who you're delegating to wisely. Just because you have the employees to do the tasks does not mean that everybody should be delegated items. You want to make sure that you're finding employees that are willing to learn and have the desire to learn. Just because they're willing to learn doesn't mean they really want to do it. You want to make sure that, that they're excited about it, that they're going to take this on and be like, absolutely, I can do this. I want to do this. Make sure that you have clear expectations for them so that there aren't any surprises. Make sure that they know the processes that they, and again, you're going to have to teach them on it. And use technology. There are a lot of software programs, task management software programs out there. Make sure that everybody's using it. Make sure that the policies on that is that everybody uses that program every single time so that nothing changes. Again, so that everything is streamlined. And the biggest thing is to trust your team. You've looked at these people, you've hired these people for a reason. Make sure they all understand the goals that you're setting. And if they understand the goals, they know what they're wanting to reach for. So make sure they have the goals in mind and let them work their strengths. You've got them there for the strength and that skill set. Let them work it. That's what you've hired them to do. And you would also be surprised at how often employees can sometimes streamline the process a little better for you because you've got so many other things going on. You're focusing on so many other items that sometimes the employees are like, well, it might be a little easier if we try it this way. and in which case, allow them to help you update your standard operating procedures. That's kind of what it's all about, is to make your job easier, get yourself more time, accomplish more by you doing less. So does any of this sound like anything that you guys have going on? That's what Beacon Virtual Assistants is here for. Reach out to us. Let's do a free consultation. Let's see how we can get you on the right path for 2020 and find you more time, and see how we can maybe put you over the top for your 2021 goals, and see if there's anything we can do to help you out. Have a great New Year's. Everybody stay safe. Again, my name is Barb Nelson. I'm with Beacon Virtual Assistants. Thank you.